I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome. Every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How'd you like to go see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden? I know someone who's already going. They are already going to that thing. Our little Bobby.
She never misses things.
No. What do we have? We have Romo.
Romo,
and
right.
She's got FOMO.
Relief of missing out.
Yeah. We're super relieved that we're missing out. Sounds like a lot.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You can take my ticket to Harry Styles. And Alice escaped to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden. Listen at 905, 1205, and 505. We'll give you code words that could win you a pair of sold-out tickets to Harry Styles on October 3rd at Madison Square Garden and round-trip airfare and a two-night hotel stay for you and a guest. It's all courtesy of Columbia Records. Call or text us, 800-400-3697. People usually have some kind of reaction to Bob's Movie Club announcement. So let us know what your thoughts are on that. And email us anytime, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. And now, Bob's Movie Club.
I love movies.
Bob's Movie Club. We got some movies for you.
Yeah.
Bob's Movie Club. Bob's Movie Club.
Movies are great. Movies are great.
A drumming assist from Vinny. That was great.
It's appropriate because, you know, we're doing everyone's favorite movies around here.
Yeah.
And this week we're going to do one of Vinny's favorite movies.
All right.
He sent me a list, a lot of good stuff on it, and one movie that I had never heard of. And of course, that's the one I decided to pick.
Oh, the movie you never heard of.
Yes.
Okay.
Starring John Travolta, Danny DeVito. Reed Russo.
Of all the ones.
You put it in the list. From 1995. The crime comedy Get Shorty.
Oh, Get Shorty.
That's a great movie.
Fine.
I've never heard of this.
It's great.
I want to say...
Bob!
Did you throw it in there as a joke?
No, I was just free, like, okay, what kind of movies are standing out of my head? I remember the guy who plays... the bad guy in that movie being so ridiculously funny. And I want to say his name in the movie, I'll look it up real quick, but I want to say it's like Ray Barboni.
It is Barboni.
And why do I know that? Because for some reason, that movie imprinted on me. I don't know why.
That's exactly what we're looking for favorite movies
it's
month.
Dennis Farina.
Yeah.
And he's in it. He plays a lot of gangster stuff. He's great.
Hmm. I definitely saw that.
Oh, James Gandolfini is in this too.
Oh, that's pre-Sopranos. That's interesting.
It's included on Prime.
Oh, great.
Which I can't lie is definitely part of the reason why I picked it. And it's free on Tubi as well if you like your commercials.
People do love their commercials.
I put a lot of other movies on the list, ladies and gentlemen,
sure.
Just so you know.
We could have watched Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
We could have watched Inside Out. We could have watched Dirty Harry, which maybe we will one day. I added that to the long list because
okay,
I would like to watch that. But I wanted to do one that was free, and I loved it. I'd never heard of it.
Never even heard of it. Never heard Get Shorty.
Never heard of it.
It's a book, I believe, that they made into a movie. And I really, it's only got 7 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's not bad.
89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
I want to say there was like a good soundtrack for that.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess
we will. I think one of the things that's on that is that song Green Onions. Do you know that song?
Yes.
Booker T and the MGs.
Yeah. I think it's kind of known for its soundtrack. I don't know. Maybe you and I just had a talk about it. It's ringing a bell. All right. Well, there you go, everybody. Your assignment this week, 1 week from today, we'll be reviewing... Get Shorty, the classic movie with John Travolta and Danny DeVito from.
Well, now I'm super embarrassed, but okay.
1995, you, Vinny's favorite movie.
That's not what I would.
Vinny's all-time favorite movie.
Yeah.
I really, okay. All right, that's fine.
Tomorrow on the show, it's bad advice. I'm going through the emails right now. There's a couple. I got some feedback, particularly about the cruise, the prom cruise, the sober cruise.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That lady wrote back, and it's interesting. And I've got a couple others. I have some contenders, but I'm always open, you know, for that last minute kick ass, like, oh, my God, we got to help this person. We got to solve this person's problem. Bad advice 973@gmail.com. This is a hard segue. We've got a death.
Oh boy.
And she's very young.
Oh boy.
This is a former child star. Her name is Davy Chase, and she has passed away at age 35. Her boyfriend is saying that her boyfriend is highly sus in this story. You know, like, I'll lay out some details for you. Davy Chase has died at 35. Her boyfriend says she contracted meningitis and several blood infections, which led to sepsis. So you know this person, even if you think you don't. Davy was the voice of Lilo in the original Lilo and Stitch. And she, in the animated sequels and the TV series, she was the original voice of Lilo. She was also Samara in The Ring. She's the creepy girl with the hair from the bottom of the well. That chick.
By the way, that was on the list I sent Bob as well.
The Ring?
The Ring.
I'm so glad you did that.
I watched that movie alone in a house with a baseball bat and loved it.
Well, then you loved this Davy chick,
mm-hmm.
Davy Chase.
So why would a young person like that pass away?
She was also Samantha in Donnie Darko, the voice of Chihiro in the English dub of Spirited Away, which I'm probably the only one who's seen that. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Well,
parts of it. That's a great lineup for a child actor. Those are some incredibly interesting and different movies.
Right. So her longtime manager is a guy by the name of John Ryan. He says Davy had been struggling for a while, and he and her family have been trying to find and help her. They're trying to find her. At the end of 2025, there was some kind of disturbing video that I don't know how far into. It didn't sound like it went viral, but they found that, and it showed her skinny and like living on Skid Row. John,
so she's a drug addict.
Yes.
Okay.
John was able to speak on the phone with her after the video surfaced and to try to get her help. But when he went to get her, she was gone. He also commented on how Davy's supposed boyfriend set up a GoFundMe before she even died. This guy, just John Ryan, her manager, longtime manager, said, apparently a man claiming to be her boyfriend that none of us friends or her family has heard of set up a GoFundMe on her and her family's behalf. I can confirm Davy has a trust account set up at SAG to cover all costs, like for, I guess, whatever the hospital bill ends up being and a funeral. So don't contribute to this rando's GoFundMe account on Davy's behalf, all right?
He may be the, and I'm not saying you should contribute, don't, but he may be the guy she spent her last years with, months,
yes,
whatever. Addicts team up in order to go, you go recycle, you go beg at the street corner, or worse, if
right,
you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, good point. Yep, you're right.
People will do anything for money.
Mm-hmm.
Some people.
So I don't know her other than that part in the movie, but
yeah,
damn, man, addicts.
I know.
A terrible way to go.
It is a terrible way to go. Like, I just, as I was reading, I was like, oh my God, she's that shit. Like, she's so memorable. Like, the chick in The Ring is, and you only got glimpses of her face through her hair. And it was all, you know, made up to look like, you know, she'd been at the bottom of a well.
Yeah.
And had been dead for a while. Remember
when
her coming through the TV?
Yeah.
It's a crazy one.
Well, I'm sorry to see it.
I know. It's terrible. So there you go. I'm sure you'll be hearing about that today. Let's eat a few headlines here.
All right.
I've been saving them up all week. You can just swallow it or we can chew on it for a minute if it grabs your attention. I have two headlines back to back here from earlier this week. Corey Feldman, taken away by ambulance after midair health scare. Next headline. Corey Feldman, released from hospital after midair medical scare. It was, they think it was probably food poisoning.
Oh, because I saw a story that said
gallbladder, pancreatitis.
What I saw was, and my new song comes out next week.
Oh my God, hilarious.
So maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, maybe that's real, maybe it isn't.
Yeah.
But
it certainly got him into the news.
He squeezed it in there. Oh, I'm okay and I'm out of the hospital just in time to play some shows and launch my new song.
I'm fine now.
You mother. All those people on the plane are like, what? All right.
Yeah. Well.
People got to promote, right? Right, Bob?
Always be Brandon.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your next one. And this is really more informational than anything else. Gilmore Girls is leaving Netflix after 12 years.
We are having problems with this at my house.
It's going to be on Hulu.
Oh, thank God.
It already is.
Oh. They're saying here, let's see, you'll be able to see it on Hulu. There's a couple of places that you could see it. But if you've got Hulu, you're all set. It's looking like, they're just saying who owns the thing.
I thought it would be on HBO because it was definitely on the WB back in the day.
Well, I'm sure it went to the highest bidder, and there's no doubt that, like,
Disney
has
the money.
My mom, I asked her yesterday because she's in town, and I said, have you ever watched? She said, I watched every episode of Gilmore Girls from the beginning. I watched it
real time
when it was on. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And she said, yeah, Isla and I talk about Gilmore Girls a lot. And that's the other. So a whole other generation coming up has watched Gilmore Girls on Netflix. And after hearing it was going to be off, my daughter was kind of tripping. Like, I watch that every day.
Mm.
What am I going to do? And now I can tell her.
You're going to be paying for Hulu.
You're going to go to Hulu.
You know how many minutes per week people stream the Gilmore Girls?
No.
Personally, I stream it probably 1,000 minutes a week.
Like nonstop, right?
You just have it on.
The background go-to.
This is total.
Okay.
What do you, any guesses?
1 billion minutes a week.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I can't even guess.
Half a billion.
Oh, boy.
Half a billion minutes.
Yeah.
They are saying here, Gilmore Girls was produced by Warner Brothers. WB's streaming home is HBO Max. But there is no indication that it will join the Max lineup. Netflix, it looks like it's, the only thing I saw was that you can probably get it on Hulu. The final day of streaming is July 1st on Netflix.
I crunched some numbers for you guys, and half a billion minutes is 8,333,333 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh. How many days is that?
I got to get back to my pencil and paper. Mm. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Anyway, fear not. And it sounds like you're saying it's already streaming on Disney Plus and Hulu, so you're good to go. And actually, I don't know if you've got Hulu included in your Apple One thing.
Sorry, I turned me off because I'm doing some math. Very important numbers over here. I think I have Hulu because isn't that where I'm watching Only Murders in the Building?
Oh, you are. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. We have it.
All right, you're all
and
set.
I think the Hulu app is going away eventually, and it's just going to be Disney
Plus.
Yeah,
they'll loop it all in. Tom Hanks has some things to say. If my stupid thing will ever load, this is just another headline. Basically, Tom Hanks says voice actors should be eligible for Oscars, not just for their voice acting. They're acting in this movie. Unfortunately, I can't read you the exact headline because internet here is horrible.
I'd agree with them. There's no controversy there.
Right.
The people who are making these films, they not only did they used to be great and they were, you know, voice actors, but now they've got actual actors doing these parts. They're big names. I don't even know that you want to cast
The first time I ever thought that was Finding Dory. I thought that Ellen DeGeneres did such an incredible job in that character that I was like, that's Oscar worthy. They should have the category. He says, it just loaded. Tom Hanks says the Oscars don't need a voice acting category because voice performances should be able to win best actor and actress.
Oh, you mean up against
other actors? Oh, what do you think about that?
I don't think so. I think they should have their own category.
I kind of agree.
They'll just get stomped out. Especially because it's younger people that are often the reason you're watching a voice actor.
That is true.
So it's kind of puts them in a less serious situation and they won't compete or win that way.
Right.
But I do think they're putting big names in these films because that's the draw.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the draws. Oh, I'm going to hear Ellen DeGeneres.
Right, sure. All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
So much stuff. Mm. Smartphones may be lowering the global birth rate and more after these.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Something. Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
All morning.
Is there, though? Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Tomorrow, bad advice. Shoot your problems to badadvice973@gmail.com and be listening tomorrow morning at 7 for our guest advisor, the crappy childhood fairy. From Oakland. She'll be joining us and helping you out. It's like an expert who isn't actually a licensed psychologist.
She's being sued.
Right. For doing what everyone does on the internet, giving their advice. Unbelievable. Well, we'll check in with her tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll find out. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Uncle Credit Union. Summer plans adding up. And Uncle Credit Union personal loan can help. With rates as low as 9.99% APR. Learn more at UncleCU.org. It's uncle, like uncle.
Like your uncle.
Yeah, Uncle John. Drunkle Peter doesn't work because it's... Well, he is Uncle Peter. He just
uncle
likes
Peter,
to drink a
yes.
lot. Uncle
He's
Peter, uncle, uncle Peter. John, whatever.
Sure.
UncleCU.org. It's Uncle Credit Union, everyone. Thanks, Uncle Credit Union. You're the best.
Around.
Mm-hmm. Morning clouds, sun later. The hot spot this day will be in the South Bay and over 80.
Oh, boy. It's been gloomy. It was gloomy and windy at my house all day yesterday. I kept waiting for the sun to break through.
June gloom is a real thing in California. So we're sort of experiencing that right now. But
I'm like, be summer already.
It broke out at my house. There was sun. Yeah. But lucky. And most of you should see that. But that's the weird thing about doing weather in the Bay Area. You know, Napa counts as the Bay Area.
Yeah.
But so does Ocean Beach and
Walnut Creek.
Pacifica.
Right. Exactly.
You know. Anyway. Scott Budman is coming up next hour from NBC Bay Area. So we do have a special guest. The World Cup, I watched a little later last night. I got home a little late from taco dinner.
Oh, yeah.
With the fam.
The whole fam went over to see mom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. And she cooked a big dinner.
No, well, I cooked, actually. So I've gone 2 days in a row now. And today I am not doing it.
Oh, taking
the
night off.
Y'all can starve. I'm not interested. The World Cup does continue, though. I watched some of the action last night. I watched Colombia win, and the USA versus Australia is noon tomorrow from Seattle. The next game here locally is Friday night, 8 p.m. at Levi's, Turkey versus Paraguay. Paraguay, whatever. They had a late night game, and I meant to mention it. I don't know. We get distracted and then things fall away. They had a late night game. I think it was Tuesday night at Levi's, It started at 9 p.m.
Oh, my.
And the video I'm looking at here is tens of thousands of World Cup fans used public transit to leave Santa Clara after Tuesday's late night match. 30 minutes after the match ended at 11 p.m., the line stretched forever. And they had everybody cleared out by 12:30. So they're at least reporting in SFK that they were able to handle the crowd. If you're going to one of these late night games, it seems like it's still going to be a late night.
Yep.
But I would imagine you don't want it to end anyway. There you are. You're at the World Cup.
It's the experience. Actually, that feels like a short game.
9 to 11. It does. Yeah.
Are there time constraints on the thing, or like how does, because it doesn't it seem like sometimes those things go on forever? Is it just because there's a tie sometimes?
They do. The ties can be part of the issue, but I don't know a lot about soccer. So certainly someone out there, if you know, text it 800-400-3697. But one of the controversial things they've added, and I think they're just doing it at all the games, night or day, are these drink breaks. They're like hydration breaks in the, so there's the two halves, but then they break those into pieces so everyone can get some drinks and make sure that they're not. These guys are running their off.
I think it's a way for them to stick in some more commercials.
I don't doubt that too.
Because there are no commercial breaks during half of soccer.
It's just they just run and run and run.
Yeah, the whole time.
They are gnarly.
So they do these hydration breaks so that everybody can take a rest, the commentators can talk, and we can fill that space with commercials.
And while I also am blessed with incredible legs.
Yes. I've seen them.
I was reminded.
Amazing.
Thank you. Okay, take it easy.
Let's see them. Take your pants off. Come on.
They're just carved.
Okay.
You know that muscle right above the knee?
Yeah.
Is that your quad?
Yeah.
Wow. You should be wearing short shorts all the time.
That's sexy.
I'm reminded of the line in that Everclear song where the new boyfriend who's taken his girlfriend has those soccer player thighs. You don't know that song?
No.
Everclear? I don't know if it's Santa Monica, but
I would know the song, maybe.
He mentions, you know, soccer player thighs. And I must say,
yours are very...
No,
I'm not
talking about me. I'm
soccer
saying,
player
I'm quite-
thighs. That's what I should have said. Yeah. Vinny. Let's
this
have a
reporter
look at those
feels
games.
Framed. I don't want. What I was trying to say is,
let's look at those stems.
These boys are working hard out there, and they do have legs. I was watching the game, going, "Art Alekakis."
It's something like that, Alexakis.
Whatever. He wasn't wrong. No. These boys do have great legs.
Right. When they run, you know how like. If you ever watch a slow-mo of somebody running, there's so much jiggle and movement. And and no, not these guys. They're like pegs of steel.
Anyway, go soccer. Father's Day is right
Hot
around the corner.
Legs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'm just hung up on your legs. Whew. Whew.
You're talking about soccer player legs.
No, you. Your legs.
No. Okay.
I'm picturing you.
Father's Day is this Sunday, which means, you know.
Remember, try to like say thanks for having me, Dad.
Yeah. I don't know what dads really want, but please don't forget him entirely. It's this Sunday. What dads say they want, here are some responses. To be able to spend time with my family and not be expected to go out to a meal with my in-laws.
Oh,
for Father's Day. That's what one dad says.
Can we just be at home? And me not have to mow the lawn that day.
Another dad says, a day off. Even if you can't get them off from work, you know, leave them alone for a day. Let them relax
and spend some
time with his hobbies.
Hmm. You know, what he's really trying to say is a day off from the kids. You know, a day off from being a dad. Right, Vinny?
You know, I like being a dad, but definitely there are times like when I have to go to bed where I'm just like, okay, you guys, this is the last hug. I love you so very much, and I love that you want to keep hugging me before I close the door to my room. But please.
I'll be right in there. I mean, like, if you need anything, I am in there. I will save
see you tomorrow as well. Like, yeah. I have every intention of waking and surviving my workday to see you tomorrow afternoon. That's the plan.
Yeah, but Daddy, I have this one question. And I need another hug.
Going to a baseball game, just eating some hot dogs and enjoying some time with my kids away from screens.
Mm.
I'd love to go on a long hike with my kids, says another dad.
Just keep them away from cliffs.
I want to pack a cooler and go to a local park, set up a small grill, cook some burgers, drink a beer or two, and hang out with my wife and daughter.
Oh, that sounds great.
That does sound great.
That sounds really fun.
Anyway, Father's Day is around the corner, everyone. It's this Sunday. Don't forget Dad.
Nope.
Smartphones. Did I do this one yesterday?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Because I had it around and it got something chewed up our time. I'm sure it was that Apple B. Dave. Dang it.
Dollarita Steve.
Dollarita Steve. You know, I couldn't, I meant, but he was great, wasn't he?
He was.
He was fun. He got the win and he'll be back.
Yeah.
I was just slamming some Dollaritas up at the Applebee's.
You know, like I do, like you do. Ground started to shake, ran out. It's like, oh, well, I guess we're going to party in the street, huh?
I just slamming some Dollaritas.
I was just slamming some Dollaritas up at the Applebee's.
Slamming some Dollaritas. Just slamming some Dollaritas. He's nice. He's very nice.
He's very nice. I wish the reporter would have played with him a little bit. Can you say that again and enunciate this time? Yeah. Huh?
I'm sorry. Let's break this down. Did you just say Dollarita? Oh, yeah, Dollarita.
Just slamming some Dollaritas up at the Applebee's.
Did you have a debrief yesterday? Was there a phone call between the two of you?
No, I need to text him.
Oh, okay.
Make sure he knows he needs to come back next week. I forgot to mention that.
I did mention it to him, and he did seem stunned. So
I didn't think he was going to win.
Let's confirm. I have to admit, I didn't either. And he not only did he win, he came roaring back.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, we were ahead 2-0.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And Jason was looking all smug over there. And then I was watching his face fall, like, oh. What the? But he was great. And honestly, it's a big effort to get in here. So I appreciate it from both of them. And hopefully he'll agree to come in if he wins again.
Hopefully. And we've got, you know, the station surgeon coming in next week.
Yes. Deepak.
Is he going to be able to come back if he wins?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go with yes. Yeah.
I'm going to tell him he's, you know, this is a 3-week commitment. Actually, I'm telling him.
Hey, Deepak. You do this, it could be a 3-week commitment. Deepak v. Dollarita.
He goes, I don't know, maybe I need you to help me. And I go, you're smarter than the whole room put together. And he goes, in medicine.
That is true. Okay. I mean, you could probably ask him any medical question and he'd have a better answer than any of us jamokes.
That's right. But you're going to do fine, D.
And
don't
he's
worry about
got
it.
Kids who
he's
fall into
do
the...
Fine.
Yes,
absolutely.
It'll be great.
And... who doesn't want to see a surgeon go down to Dollarita Steve?
I know. Oh, my God. I actually want him to get his ass kicked. Sorry, Deepak. I think it would be so funny. Don't be smug about it. Like, you know, you don't want to come in here too full of confidence. Get your A game on.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Could our smartphones be the newest form of birth control? The question researchers are asking after two recent studies found the connection between smartphone use and declining fertility rates. One study from the National Bureau of Economic Research looked at the rollout of the iPhone after its 07 debut. Researchers found that counties with early access to iPhones saw birth rates drop between 4 and 8% among teens and between 3 and 6% among women in their early 20s. There's no doubt that who hasn't gotten into bed and their partner is in their phone and you're like, all right, good night. You know, like, all right.
Yeah.
And that is, that becomes,
well, it's
habitual.
Their fun. I thought it was going to be maybe that, you know, boys are keeping it in their front pocket and it's affecting their sperm count.
No, I think the big problem for a lot of people, and we talked about this once before, I think you said it was Paris Hilton, is in that porn she made with her partner of the time answering her phone. I didn't see it, but I imagine that happens.
Yeah. They're getting after it, and her phone starts ringing, and she's engaged, like, but she's on all fours, and so she's reaching around, like, looking through the bedclothes to her phone.
The night vision photography on that was just, Rick Solomon, I think.
Was it? Mwah. I really felt like, boy, this looks like a nightmare.
I usually want to see, you know, any person in the world naked, but Paris, I just went, I don't need to press play on that.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
She is pretty hot. I just don't. She's Paris the whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway, researchers say smartphones aren't the only reason women are having fewer children, but it plays a role because they're changing people's behavior. When I was looking at that story about the Snap glasses, which are selling for $2,200.
Right. Which we are not sure exactly what kind of service they provide. They're AR, but what does that actually mean?
I don't really know. And maybe Scott Budman, when he, you know, comes on next hour.
Oh, is that what he's going to address?
Well, I'll ask him, okay, you know, what he knows about it. But it is one of those weird things where in the story they were saying, this is the plan as the phone starts to become obsolete. The wearable is what these companies believe is our next thing.
Hmm.
I feel like the phone is so firmly entrenched, but how much stuff have we watched just go poof?
Right.
There was
things
a
that
moment,
we thought were firmly entrenched.
There was a moment where I thought TiVo would be the only way anyone watches TV forevermore. And
right.
And now our TVs have smart options with apps and you go,
oh, you can do, who has to tape anything? You know, you just, it's all there on demand.
Netflix, and it pops
boom
up, and there you and now you go, oh, finish watching.
Right. It's actually incredible. You're right. So
it'll be interesting as the phone does fall away how all of us go, God, I never thought I'd see it. But
there
sure
it
enough
is.
Anyway, there is less hanky-panky because people are spending more time on their phones and less time socializing in person. And you even see it among people who are gathered, a gathering of young teens all staring at their phones.
Texting each other.
And maybe even talking via text. Yep. Mm.
They do say if you want to get someone's attention, text them.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Americans are collectively getting 2.6 billion robocalls a month.
That seems low. I get 5 a day.
You do?
Oh my God, at least. And one of them comes in constantly and it's, the number is 1111111111. I'm like, how do you, what the?
And what do they say to you?
I don't know. I don't answer that.
Oh, let's see who it is.
Well, it's someone who wants my money and my social security number.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I could get
right
rid of the call. Like, let's just give them what they need and then they'll stop calling.
Oh, is it that simple? Maybe I should just start doing that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Let me file that away.
Sting.
The singer?
The singer doesn't own the rights to the name Sting.
Oh.
The register owner with the U.S. Patent Office is pro wrestler Sting. But he lets the other Sting use the name too.
Oh, isn't that generous
of
him?
It is generous of him. He could,
yeah, he could say something about that.
There's Sting, the guy we all know, and then there's Sting no one knows.
Right.
And that guy could change, he would be, isn't his name Gordon in
Gordon
real life?
Sumner? Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's not nearly as rock and roll as Sting.
I know, Sting.
Sting was a great wrestler, though. The wrestler Sting.
Oh, yeah.
You know
I
his
wouldn't
work?
Even know.
Yes, I know his work.
And was the name associated with a particular move that he had?
The Stinger.
Oh,
and
the Sting?
He wore face paint. He was awesome.
Is he like a black
paint
and yellow guy?
If I remember correctly, his face paint was black and white.
Oh.
Hmm.
That's really off.
I'm trying to think
branding
of like what, you know, if Sting was suddenly told that he couldn't use that name anymore, like what would he switch to that would still sound painful?
can you trademark a name?
That's what he did. That's apparently what this guy did.
Doing business as.
But they're in different
countries.
Businesses.
It's probably why he just didn't pursue it.
There's nothing cool about Gordo, though, is there?
No.
Like, Gordo would be the shortened version of Gordon, but I think Gordo means fat in Spanish.
And Gordy just sounds like a doofus, you know, from school.
Huh. And that's Sting.
Yep.
Huh? We're looking at pictures of the wrestler. He does have, it's like a, it's painted white with just like an evil, clown.
He looks like a juggalo.
He does. Yeah. He's got a juggalo thing going on.
Well, thank goodness he decided to let Sting, you know, keep using his nickname.
Thank goodness. Owie.
800-400-3697 is our text number. That went way too fast, but we're here, so let's have a couple texts.
Let's do it.
Before we do trash.
Let's see here. I got an email. I want to read an email. We got this on the sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. I'm a longtime listener and was so excited to hear that the crappy childhood fairy was going to be on your show.
Oh.
I watch your show every day on YouTube, and Sarah was talking about a podcast I've been watching for a couple years. I think she's talking about the crappy childhood fairy for a couple years, and I find her videos to be very helpful.
Yeah,
when is she going to be on
tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
O-F-O-C.
We're going to spend some time with her too. Like I have a couple things I want to run past her. I want to talk to her about this experience she's having.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too. But I also think that when people have kids, they're just, it's not everything is instinctual, and you don't know, and you do have questions or need help. I remember right after Isla's born, all of a sudden I realized, I see people walking with strollers because they've been trapped in the house, not because the kid needs a walk. Mom or dad needs a walk.
I got to get out of here, and I'm going to strap the kid into this.
And I'm out walking around, you know, there in my neighborhood in San Jose, and this mom goes, "Hey, Dad." And she walks over, and I go, "Hey," and she goes, let's shade the legs on this child because the sun is going to burn this baby's legs right off. And I was like, I hadn't looked in there. The sun was coming right through I'm behind the stroller just rolling along. And these are things that you need to have pointed out to you.
Yeah.
And then you forever know, every time after that, I was like, let me make sure this kid's okay. We're not burning her feet off.
Right. She might need those later.
Right.
Especially for those dance moves she does.
Right.
415, they are always trying to push these glasses and goggles on us, and it never takes off, ever.
Something will, though. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a contact lens with a direct contact to the internet, and, you know, it'll shoot up. Like, when you see people, like, their name will be above their head as they walk by. About them. It'll be great.
I agree that could work, except that I use contacts when I surf. They're no fun in and out. Unless you get a contact that can stay for a while, that won't take.
Maybe you will want to have it broad, you know, just on your glasses. You can probably do it like a heads up where it's the focus point is out in front of you. And I'm thinking too, just a chip would be great. Just something that'll, you know, give me the information I need and just broadcast it on my retina or whatever. It'll be fine. It's going to be great.
I don't like it.
925, a little collusion conspiracy. It was easy for Dollarita Steve to win when he was given the answers to Bob's questions beforehand.
She doesn't even know what question she's going to ask. That's ridiculous.
I don't prepare enough for that.
Thank you for texting.
I don't think that they cheated.
I totally agree.
I mean, the questions were, you know, wrong and, you know, bad, but she didn't cheat.
Well, you know, you guys have a whole group of great minds coming up with your questions, and I have to come up with them in the car on the way here by myself.
I keep giving you little boxes of questions to help you.
Bobby, we're just teasing you. You did great. And Dollarita Steve legitimately won. We watched it happen.
Yep.
Okay, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Survivor? Animated? It's happening.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.